Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are in the studio today, praise the Lamb of God, healthy and blessed, and we thank God for this time that we're sharing here on the airways with you guys. Wherever our voice is heard, we are blessed to be in your hearing today. So much going on in our world, so much going on in our country, so much going on everywhere we are until we don't know where to start at, praise the Lamb of God. Every time we pray one direction, God is doing something in another direction. I tell you the truth. Boy, boy, oh boy. Our co-host is here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Here is Prophet Daryl Sanders. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm good, Apostle. How are you doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed today. We're blessed today, man. The Lord had me in a deep sleep last night. All dreams and visions all night long, I tell you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But I woke up and I'm feeling energetic. Feel like going on. Hallelujah. Since you showed me myself traveling so much last night, I guess prophecy coming to pass. I was in an airport, and I didn't know which way to go. This airport was so modern until it was crazy. It was a very high jet set type of airport, man, you know? And difficult for me to understand because it was made uniquely. I mean, it was just different the way that the signs and stuff was and all that kind of, you had to put your finger in things to get things to open, and you're like, my fingerprint was on my ticket. So somebody stole my ticket, they couldn't use it because you had to have my fingerprint.
Oh, wow.
And my fingerprint opened doors and stuff in the airport. I was like, whoa, man, what is this, you know? But, you know, we're going to another level, and things are going to change, and we have to roll with the punches, roll with the change. It's like the computer world, and a lot of, you know, older people don't mess with computers and what have you. And this has gotten into my, I don't understand them things, this, that, and other. But you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to be flexible. You have to continue to learn, people of God. Hallelujah. Always, ever learning. Learn. Nothing wrong with learning. Praise the Lord. It's just when your knowledge get above the knowledge of God, hallelujah, then you done lost your mind. Help me somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. When you try to think you smarter than God and you got all the answers, hallelujah. But as long as you're keeping it under subjection, under the will of God, there's nothing wrong with increasing in knowledge every day of your life, increasing knowledge some kind of way. Prophet Dale, there's some frost on my grass today. I looked outside and was on the grass and rainy like and wet pavement.
Yeah,
the sun not shining like it was supposed to be. It's raining there also?
Yes, sir.
Well, we need to stop letting you dance so much around now. I think they thought you was doing a rain dance. Rain came down. Yeah. What? Okay. All right. Now, tell me this, Prophet Darrell. Has the Lord spoke this morning? What has the Lord said this morning? I knocked him off the tree now. My goodness gracious. The Lord is in his holy temple. Look at all of these intercessors falling in here, Prophet Darrell. You should see this line coming up here, man. Intercessors are on. Woo-wee. Our own point today, down the line. Oh, my goodness. Even some in reserve down there, man. I'm telling you, they're falling in here today. Praise the Lamb. We bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here with us today. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I am ready to rock and roll here. Praise the Lamb of God for Jesus Christ, the one and only. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. We're ready to go and do what we came to do today, and that is Prophetic Word Thursday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I can always use a word from the Lord. I love to hear from my Father. I love hearing from him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know we're going to hear from him today. As soon as I said that, I felt the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's see who we got here. I think I'm going to guess them all. Here's granddaughter.
Hey,
Father. How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing okay.
All right, we're in Chicago. We're Elder Shatwan here. Praise the Lamb of God is with us right now, people of God. See, I'm going down the line. All right, watch this. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Father. Hi, family.
I got it right. Prophet, I'm a bad dude. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Sylvia's on. Wait a minute. You know this Athelia here. She's definitely going to be on if she can. Athelia, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
All right. We're here in Q. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank, I see Ohio. I see Detroit. I see Chicago. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. People are in Q today, and we thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody call my name. What you say? Who?
Bertha better not be on that line, Prophet.
Well, you know, she's not on the line. She ain't push no buttons. If she is, she resting. I talked to her, told her last night to get a rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you know how my Bertha is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy. Yeah. Boy. I don't know nothing about this mess. Okay. Somebody send me something that ain't got nothing to do with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now. And Jesus. People just, I'm supposed to get involved in everything. I am not involved. The Lord. Hallelujah. My position is PSM, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Christian Assembly, thank you, Jesus, my children, and the ministry the Lord has given me, praise God, that I have committed to in full gospel, and that's about it. All this other stuff everybody else doing, I don't know what they're doing, they don't care, the Lamb of God. I ain't got nothing to do with all that. My hands can only reach so far. Oh, my God, Prophet Dale. I think I'm going to move back to Chicago and hide up under a rock somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, Prophet. Come on.
Somebody got the speaker on and is playing through. Watch your speaker phone, people of God. Right. Now, let's get into some good prayer, praise and worship and prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God so we can get this floorboard and this station set for some prophetic word to flow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah today. Ah, my goodness. I know the Lord is going to speak today, and we want the Lord to speak. Hallelujah. In the highest way. Yes, we do, somebody. We want God to speak today. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, Lord. And I want someone to petition the throne of God. And remembering our sick and shut-in, praise the Lamb of God, remembering those, hallelujah, we're going to say on our recreation list, praise the Lamb of God, they're being healed, they're being made over, they're being delivered. I asked the Lord last night in prayer, Prophet Dale, before I was going to bed, I said, Lord, tomorrow on the show, let us give out signs and wonders and miracles. I felt a miracle in my belly last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shake. Tell somebody. God's going to do something great on the show today. Don't miss the show. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to do something great on the show. He has done it before. He can do it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has done it before right here through us, and he can do it again through us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to ask, praise the Lamb, right in the row, granddaughter, praise the Lamb of God, I think you were first up. I'm going to ask you to come, praise the Lamb of God, and pray today. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Just a good 5 minutes or so. I want you to just give yourself to prayer, praying for the people of God, praying for the sick and shut in, praying for those, praise the Lamb of God, who are in dire need, hallelujah, of God today. Oh, my goodness, yes, Lord. Pray for our daughter, Sharon, and her daughter, praise the Lamb of God. I hope she got that water and oil by now. Praise the Lamb of God that we sent out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God's going to do it. He's going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a miracle need right there. And we're asking God, hallelujah, to look on us. Some of you, I heard Prophet Darrell something about a tornado or something in California. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Was
yes,
there
sir.
Any damage, anything done out there?
They didn't say anybody was hurt or anything.
Okay.
But they said it tore up pretty bad out there.
Oh, my goodness. My God. I got to check on my friends out there. Okay. All right. Praise and loved ones. All right. All right. So we want to pray for the East Coast, West Coast, our coast. Praise the Lamb of God. And every coast there is. We want to pray. We want to pray. Praise the Lamb. Even still from Malaysia, that our closure comes. As they are saying, they found a lot of debris down in the Indian Ocean, praise the Lamb of God, and that they would locate this and bring these people's heart to peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, the granddaughter, let's talk to Jesus now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we just come today, God. God, just to be thankful, God. We come today, God, in the name of Jesus. First, God, we ask him that you forgive us of all sin, God, knowing and unknowing, God. God, forgive us of the things that we have said to hurt people, God. God, forgive us of the things that we have done, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that was not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you forgive us of our iniquities that have separated us from you, God. God, wash us with your blood on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we may be able to come into your presence, God, in spirit and in truth on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come just to give you glory, God. God, we come to thank you for another day, God. God, we just come to thank you, hallelujah, that you have kept us, God, all this week, God, that you have kept us even on last night, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for being God of our situation, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, that in everything, hallelujah, that you continue, God, to be God over our lives, over our families, over our children, God, in the name of Jesus. And for that, God, we thank you, and we're very grateful today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come asking, God, that you look on your children today, God, and God, that you would incline your ear as we petition your throne room today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask right now, God, that you will release your glory all over this line today, God, on every listener today, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you will release your fire today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, we ask that you will release a word to your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, through your prophets today, God. For apostles today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even as they begin to open their mouth, God, you're talking to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, about your people, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you have loved us, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you yet in the word, God, that you continue to love us, God. God, even through our disobedience, God, you still love us, God, and we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you go and look on your sick, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go into the hospital. The rooms right now, God. We send the healing virtue, God. We send the healing word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, to the beds of those, God, that are sick, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, to the ones that can't walk, God. We send the word to pick up your bed and walk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, those that are crying out to you, God, and calling on the name of Jesus, God, we send your healing word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, where the medicine has failed, God, and where the doctors have given up, in the name of Jesus, God, we send your healing word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and it is by our faith
faith, and I believe, God, that when we send the word, God, it's already done in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, you sent your son to die on Calvary, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, he took the 39 stripes for our healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we just want to thank you, God, for being the doctor today, God. We thank you for being the surgeon today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cut out every infirmity, God, every disease that's run rapid, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah. We put the blood of Jesus on cancer today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Mm-hmm. We put the blood of Jesus on diabetes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we send the blood of Jesus to heal HIV, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, we send the healing word, God, and we send the blood of Jesus right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to heal every deformed bone, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, every organ in their bodies, God, we believe that you have already healed it, God. Now, God, open to the nursing home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Begin to regulate their mind, God. God, that they can begin to remember, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as they begin to remember, God, they'll begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. They'll begin to plead the blood of Jesus over themselves, God, and over the ones next to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go into the nursing home, God. Those that are lonely today, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We send the Holy Spirit to them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they might minister to them, God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are praying for them, God. Let them know, God, that you never left them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we send you into the presence today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, that they may come, God, repenting, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may turn from their wicked ways, God, and seek your face today, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, let their light shine, God, even in the prison system, God. Let their light shine, God, that they may draw people into your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Now, God, we send your word, God, into the home, God, of your listeners, God. God, every listener today, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you begin to minister to them, God, in their homes, God. Minister to the children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that the backslider shall come back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We declare and decree, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that no souls have been lost on this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare and decree, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, salvation shall go out today, God, across the water, God, across the land, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we ask that you look on those people, God, in California, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Where the tornado have hit, God. God, hallelujah. And where they're destitute, God. Oh, God, send your hope to them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, let them know that in spite of calamity, God, you still the God of their lives, God. You still the God of this earth, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. Let them come crying, God. Let them come to you on their knees, God, in repentance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, hallelujah, we ask that you look on those families, God, hallelujah, that have lost members on their plane, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, give them closure, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. God, let them know who you are, God. Those that don't know you, God, those that serve other gods, hallelujah, let them know who you are. Let them know that you are God, hallelujah, and you have no other God before them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, wipe every tear away, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, ease their hurting hearts today, God. Those hearts, God, that are stone in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will turn it to flesh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Make their hearts receptive to your word, God. Make their hearts receptive to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, God. We just give you glory and honor, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have opened our eyes, God, and you have opened our ears, God, that we may hear from you, God, and we may see the vision, God, and, oh, God, that we may run with it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you have left a remnant, God, hallelujah, Jesus, and God, we're running, hallelujah, to tell the world, hallelujah, about your love, God, about you, and you still live, God, and you still reign on the throne, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift the leaders up to you, God. God, we lift the presidents up to you, God. We lift the prime ministers up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them hear about you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, where no one can get in, God. We know that your people can get in, God, to minister the word to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We ask right now, God, that you send people our way, God, that we may minister to them, God. God, even on our daily journey, God, let us bump into them, God. God, let us walk into them in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to witness, God, that we may be able to tell them about Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you, God, and we give you glory today, God. Hallelujah. And, God, we just thank you, God. God, we thank you for every word that will go forth today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to each of your people who you are concerned about, God, we thank you for the word that you have for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that when they get a word today, God, God, that they will know how to hold on to the word, God, and call it back to your remembrance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may know, God, teach, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may know how to bring the promises to manifestation in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your word fall on good ground today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you today, God. God, we are open, God. Hallelujah. Your servants are listening today, God, and we're ready to receive, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for correction today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for establishing order today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah, because you have ordered our steps, God. And, oh, God, that we may walk on this journey, God, in obedience today, God, to the great head, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may be obedient to our leaders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, that we may learn how to be a better servant, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Teach us how to serve you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, God, that you would allow our light to shine, God. God, we thank you for the desires that you have given us, God, that we may want to know more of you, God. Decrease us, God, and you increase in the name of Jesus. Give us more of you today, God. Give us more of you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. Oh, God, and we bind up every work of the enemy today, God. No distraction spirit, God, shall come upon us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. No weapon, God, that has formed shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you that you said when the enemy come in, God, that you have raised up a standard, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you that you have even considered us today, God. God, that you have even considered us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we continue to be on your mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, let the same mind be in us, God, that was also in Christ Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we submit our will to you, God. Oh, God, as we die today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, you will get the glory today, God. You will get the glory out of this show, God. You will get the glory out of your people today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just worship you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. A praying child, I tell you. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. What prayers has gone up. Hallelujah. From the bosom of this woman. And we thank and praise God for Shatwan today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you really consider, praise the Lamb of God, how God's word has been so active and so prophets and daughters of the Lord, when you consider how active the word of the Lord has been when it comes down to his prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, in this Saturday, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, I don't know how people are walking around without Christ Jesus. I don't understand how blind people are when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, the things that God is doing and how he's doing them. It is just amazing to me to see scripture unfold, praise the Lamb of God, so perfectly as though Jesus is standing there saying, I said this, make that happen. I said this, make that happen. So that they are know, praise the Lamb of God, that the end is drawing nigh. And we as a people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, must communicate this message, hallelujah, that it's time again to start preaching eschatology, eschatological message to the church and to people concerning the end is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This used to be a ready word in the mouth of the prophets, in the mouth of the apostles. Praise the Lamb of God. In the mouth, praise the Lamb of God, of the century before this one. Praise the Lamb of God. They preached the end time. They made sure that people understood that the end was coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have lost the niche, praise the Lamb of God, of Judgment Day. We have lost the ability to convey the message, praise the Lamb of God, that a Judgment Day is coming, praise the Lamb of God. And the signs of the time is written in the sand that Judgment Day is coming. Hallelujah. And the great white throne judgment is coming. We have omitted this from our preaching. We have omitted this from our Bible classes. And it's a shame, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that people are walking around as though what is happening now is just another day in the park, praise the Lamb of God, when in actuality the Lord is revealing, praise the Lamb of God, that I am on my way back. I am on my way back, and we must take heed to this, praise the Lamb of God, while we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in a crucial time in our world, in our society, and a lot of people want to sleep through this. A lot of church people want to sleep through this as though it's not happening and as though it does not matter. But it does, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. If there ever was an hour that the gospel of Jesus Christ needed to be preached. It's right now. I'm talking about the gospel, not all of this, oh, this will work, this sounds good, that's a good word he preached, and this, that, or another. Oh, boy, that really gives you sure. I'm talking about the unadulterated gospel of repentance that will bring people, praise the Lamb of God, to conviction and bring people to the cross, bring people to the Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we need to a conversion experiences in our society now. And the fear of the Lord must return, praise the Lamb of God. The reverencing of God must return. And it will never return without us preaching the gospel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to throw that in free for you. It's not going to happen unless we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is a gospel of repentance. There is no salvation without repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just thought I'd throw it in for you today. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to jump into our lesson. I told you to shake a tree, shake a neighbor, then we're going to come back and do some more praying, and then we're going forth, hallelujah, hopefully with a good, solid hour of prophecy here today. Praise the Lamb of God. So shake a neighbor, shake a friend. Praise the Lamb of God and tell them to get on the lines. Hallelujah. Tell them it's class time. We're going to crack open our Bibles to the book of Malachi, praise the Lamb of God. And then after this Tuesday, tomorrow, we'll go back and do Haggai. I skipped over Haggai, praise the Lamb of God, or Haggai, if you would. And we will do that one on tomorrow. And then, praise the Lamb of God, next week we will get into the major prophets, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, into Daniel and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel next week. Praise the Lord. But Malachi is a wonderful prophet for us to study. Praise the Lamb of God. His name is Messenger, or more abbreviated, Messenger of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And again, he comes to us in the 5th century. Praise the Lamb of God. His writings, praise the Lamb of God, is in the 5th century. He's also, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, writing during this end period, praise the Lamb of God, that brings about a silence, hallelujah, when they said there was no word from God for 400 years. We know 4 is the number of God's tolerance. For 400 years, there was no word between Malachi and Matthew, praise the Lamb of God. They called it the silent years. 400 years, praise the Lamb of God. I know a lot of you didn't know that. 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, the silent years, praise the Lamb of God, that there was no word from the Lord, hallelujah, until John the Baptist came on the scene, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, we must understand that Malachi was a prophet that we don't know much about, praise the Lamb of God. We really don't know much about him. He really comes in and ushers in, praise the Lamb of God, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, mainly John the Baptist. And that's where the ministry picks back up at when God starts speaking again. God is speaking through John the Baptist out in the wilderness of Judea. We see this, praise the Lamb of God, and we have to understand what was taking place. The greatest problem during Malachi's day was the corruption of the priest. Hello, light bulbs. It wasn't outhouse corruption. It was in-house. It was the corruption of the priest, meaning there was depletion, disunion, praise the Lamb of God, and wrongdoing within the house of God. Hallelujah. I can't say that no clear and no better. Praise the Lamb of God. that was apostasy that had taken place among the priests. Hello, light bulbs, among the priesthood. Yeah, now, can you imagine this? There is apostasy among the priesthood, a falling away from the faith, praise the Lamb of God, and the burden of Malachi, the word that the Lord laid upon him was heavy, praise the Lamb of God, because it pointed, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, at God's love, at God's love, God's special love for Israel, God's special love for his people, God's special love for his priests and his prophets was being ignored. It was being said that God did not love them, praise the Lamb of God, that God did not love them anymore. I'm serious, praise the Lamb of God. When you read the book of Malachi, you will see the argument of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that Israel pretends to be unaware of God's love. And it's through the priest. They begin to pretend to be unaware of the love of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now listen to me. I want you to listen to me good today, people of God, because there are many in the body of Christ who claim themselves to be Christian, that a part of the church, who feel the same way today. Hallelujah. Because they don't have the things they once had, because they have lost their homes. Yeah, because of the material things that have jobs and things of this nature, and they find themselves in struggle. Praise the Lamb of God. There's many that believe that the love of God has dissipated, or that God has disappeared. But they're still attending church. That's what you call apostasy. Hallelujah. They still come to the church. They still sit there and go through the gymnastics of it all. Hallelujah. But their heart is far away. And you can tell when they leave out. Their dependency is not on God. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Their dependency is not on God. When I say that, I'm speaking of, praise the Lamb of God, when we go through trials and tribulations, when we go through trouble, he's supposed to be our very present help. And we fall out and fall away like nobody's business when trouble comes.
Yes,
we disappear.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. We disappear off the scene when trouble comes. We don't cling to God and the things of God. We remove ourselves from it.
That's right.
And say, I've just been going through. Are you going through, praise the Lamb of God, and you're not going through with God?
Come on now.
You would never with him in the first place, because if you was with him, praise the Lamb of God, when you went through, he would have been right there going through with you.
You wouldn't have left.
God is not
now.
A God that play hopscotch. God don't play hide and go seek.
Teach prophet.
He's a very present help. And we give falsified information out when we say the Lord said he'll be with me always, and then we carry ourselves like God is not with us.
Because you ain't with him.
Now, either you have forsaken God or God has forsaken you. And if God has forsaken you, then he forsook you for purpose. There's a reason why he did it. If he withdrew himself from you. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch it. I really want you to see this, because this outline is something else here. Praise the Lamb of God. The priest denied despising the name of the Lord when they did it. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Verse 2 in chapter 1. I just want you to get that. We ain't going to read all of this. I just want you to get the real feeling of what God is going through with his people in his mirror today. I have loved you, said the Lord. Yet ye say, in what way hast thou loved us? That's a question that the people ask God. God said, I've loved you. And you go ask God, in what way have you loved us?
You got a mess with that. How dare you?
And you got a mouth to talk with and ears to hear with, and you awake and conscious, and you're going to say, in what way have you loved us? Listen what God says. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and led his mountains and his heritage waste for the jackals of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord has indignation forever. For your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. He's telling them, praise the Lamb of God, I have protected you, and I will continue to fight for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Israel is one of the only nations that when they went to battle, 9 times out of 10, they didn't have to fight, because God would set up an ambush. God would do something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to overthrow their enemies. God would make their enemies run in the night. God would go in the camp and kill all of their enemies while their enemies slept. God would send his angels in to do it, the death angel. And they're going to complain. Look what verse 6 says. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? This is what God is saying. And if I be a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts unto you. Look who he's talking to. O priests that despise my name. And ye say, in what way have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And you say, in what way have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with it? Or accept the person, that person, saith the Lord. In other words, the Lord is saying here, you don't offer your best to me. Hello, light bulbs.
Come on, Father.
I know somebody's going to jump off this show. You don't give me my best, your best.
Hey, you
you give me the fragments.
That's
you give
it.
Me what you don't want.
Got it.
What you don't want to keep. That's what he's saying. He said, but if you were going to your governor, you wouldn't give your governor a blind man to serve him. That's what he's saying right here and here, right here, right here. He said it. If ye offered the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? Because you don't supposed to offer deformed or defiled, spotted, and messed up offerings unto the Lord. He said, but if your governor came unto you, hallelujah, you wouldn't give him nothing polluted. You would give him the best. Now, again, this comes up. You care more what man think about you than you do God.
Ooh, come on.
Because we can monkey shine for man. We can roll out the red carpet. Hello, light bulb.
Come on.
We can roll out the red carpet, and we can do this and we can do that. Pray all we do. But when it comes time to honor God, that's when we... Hello, light bulbs. The best don't come forth. The best don't come forth for God. We give him less than our best.
Yes.
From our dress on, even when we're going to the house. Okay, don't nobody like me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't nobody like me because I tell the truth too much around here. Praise the Lamb of God. We give him less than what he is due. And this is what the Lord is saying. And now I pray you, verse 9, beseech God. I pray you beseech God that he will be gracious unto you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Gracious unto us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your person, says the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that will shut the doors for nothing? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for nothing. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Now, when your offering is rejected, praise the Lamb of God, you know what that means, don't you? There is no harvest. Hallelujah. Your offering is rejected. That means, praise the Lamb of God, there is no return, there is no blessing coming back to you. Praise the Lamb of God on the offering that you gave. Hallelujah. God said you have disqualified. He talking to the priest. You have disqualified yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to offer offerings unto me. Because let me tell you something, people of God, hallelujah, the offerings we give is beautiful. But if it's not given in from a contrite heart and spirit, then they're up for rejection. Hallelujah. What you give is meaningful in the quantity and quality of it for the quantity and quality of return. That's the word of God. Those that give sparingly, hallelujah, sow sparingly, reap sparingly. That's the word of God. I cannot go around that. But when it comes down to giving out of a pure spirit and a pure heart of love, oh, my goodness, you can have a penny and give it out of a pure heart and a pure love.
Yes, God.
And God will treat it. You know how it feels when a child walk up to you and say, I want to give you something. I want to give you something. This is all I got, but I want you to have it. And they put a quarter in your hand.
Hallelujah.
And they eyes all big and look like they finna go into watering to tell you they love you.
Yeah.
And it touches you down in your soul. That's the way God want to be touched when we give our offerings. That's the way God want to be touched when we do things for him. That we do it out of a pure spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be like a child is the word of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Until you become as this child, you will in no wise see the kingdom. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look, I'm telling you, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, watch this. My name shall be great among the nations. Hallelujah. Or Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathens, says the Lord of hosts. Now, I want you to notice that passage of scripture because we use that in Psalms from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That's a blessing upon those of us, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord pronounced way back in Malachi on us, praise the Lamb of God. He says, I tell you what I'm going to do. Since you all won't do it right, I'm going to let the heathens and the Gentiles do it. I'm going to show you that a people who I have done nothing for will give me glory and praise from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That's what he's saying right there. This is a slap in the face to Israel. Hello, light bulbs. This is a slap in the face to his chosen people. This is a slap in the face to his priest. I'm going to let the heathens praise me. Hallelujah. I'm going to let them be blessed. I hope somebody's heart is getting contrite right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Even before we prophesy. Hallelujah. Even before we release prophetic word on this page. I hope somebody's heart is saying, you know what? I need to get my heart together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so I can give God my best and not my leftovers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this now. The Lord says in verse 12, but ye have profaned it in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted and the fruit of it, even its food, is contemptible. Praise the Lamb. Ye say also, behold, what a weariness it is, and ye have sniffed at it, said the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn and the lame and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, said the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and voweth and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing, for I am a great king, said the Lord of hosts, and my name is awesome among the nations. Now, what the Lord is saying here, praise the Lamb of God, he says, if this was all that you had to give, I could accept it. But I know what you got. I know the good thing that you have. Hello, light bulbs. I know that you have in your possession better than this. But you bring me less than your best. And then you want the best from me.
Teach, Pastor.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, chapter two deals with God says he's going to discipline the priest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, church folk, let me get you together on this now, because a lot of you think that you're supposed to be the disciplinary action on your pastor, and you don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Come on,
No, if God called him, you better not touch him. I don't care how corrupt he is. You better get on your knees and talk to the Lord about the kingdom of God, because if God's hand is upon him, you're in trouble if you mess with him. I promise you that. You are in big trouble. Hallelujah. Listen to this right quick. And now, O ye priests, verse 1, chapter 2, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. You don't take to heart what I'm saying to you. You don't take this seriously. God is saying to the priest now, the priests would be the pastors in the churches. I've already cursed. You don't even know you cursed. I already cursed you. He says it right here. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast. And one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, said the Lord of hosts. The priestly tribe was Levi. My covenant was Levi. My covenant is with the priest. I made it so that you didn't have to work, till the ground, or anything. Just take care of the temple. Take care of my people. Offer sacrifices of righteousness unto me. And what have you done? You become greedy in yourself. Because if you're not giving God your best, you're keeping the best for yourself. You're keeping the best for you. Hello, light bulbs.
What's your mind?
I know it was going to get quiet on this one, boy.
Woo-wee.
My God, my God, my God. Ah, look what God says. My covenant was with him. Verse 5, of life and peace. And I gave them to him that for the fear with which he feared me and was afraid before that my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lip. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. Now, my Levi, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye have departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Do you see this indictment? But yeah. You have departed out of the way, out of my precepts and my statutes. You have caused many to stumble at my word. Hello, Lightbulbs. You have corrupted the covenant. You done broke the covenant. Breach. These three things you have done. Hallelujah. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. God said, I've taken all the respect from you. The people don't even respect you no more. You're not respected as, hallelujah. They don't even look to you as holy men no more, as holy people. They see you as a joke.
Wow.
Because I have caused you to stink in their presence. I put dung on your face. It's right there in the Bible. I didn't write it. It's right there in the Word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there in the Word. Because of these three things. Praise the Lamb of God. Look what he says in verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Watch this. Has not one God created us? Woo! Why do you deal treacherously every man against his brother? By profaning the covenant of our fathers. Boy, now this is just the manipulatings and the cheatings and whatever else you can think of that people do one against another. Praise the Lamb of God to get ahead, to just out of malice, just out of spite. He said, are we all brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
How in the world are you going to do this to your brother or to your sister? And we need to consider this when we come into Christendom, praise the Lamb of God, and what have you, that we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, and God expects us to act that way. Hallelujah. He expects us to bond together, praise the Lamb of God, in the unity of the faith. Yes, Lord. He expects us to love each other. Hallelujah. With the love that he showed us. Praise the Lamb of God. Not to be manipulating one another. Hallelujah. Not to be cheating people. Hmm. Not to be robbing people. Hello, Lightbulbs. Not to be fleecing his sheep, raping his sheep. That is not what God has called us to.
Oh,
praise
God.
The Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It can't be all about you all the time.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because it's not your church. It's God's church.
That's what it is.
He put you over it to serve.
Understood.
But it's not yours. Hallelujah. And when the church become yours, when the church become yours and your children, when the church become your family, then you're going to see a withdrawal of the presence of God. He will let you go with your formality. He will let you flow in your gifts. He will let you go in your emotionalism. But ain't no firecrackers popping. There's no real peace. There's no real deliverance. There's no powerful moves. Hallelujah. Because you have taken God's house and made it your house. You have taken God's bride and made it yours. Hallelujah. And we all, as pastors and shepherds and people who watch over the people of God, must be careful of this great sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, I got some more here for you. Watch this. The sin against the family. Watch this. Verse 11, Judah has dealt treacherously, and abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and has married the daughter of a foreign god or a heathen god. That's what he says about Judah. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. Now, you know the Lord didn't let them marry outside of Israel. They weren't supposed to get married. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you know Solomon and them did that to bring peace in around their borders. But when it came down to the priests and the people, God did not allow them to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. This we have, this and this have ye done, again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears and weeping and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering anymore or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. That God ain't even listening to your tears no more. You do wickedly and then come cry. Hello, light bulbs. They don't go together. You do wickedly, then you come to my altar and fall down and cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this now, verse 14. This is very important. So I'm pushing here. Yet ye say, why? Because the Lord has been witness between thee and the wife of your youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet has he the residue of the spirit. Watch this. And why one? That ye might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Now, let me tell you what was going on. They were divorcing like 40 going north, just like they're doing now. Okay, y'all quiet on that one. For the Lord, the God of Israel said that he hated putting away. He hated divorce. For one covereth violence in his garment, with his garment, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Some of them was killing their wife to get married again. Having their wife killed.
Wow.
To get married again. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, in what way have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of justice? This is what is being said in our society today, people of God, that no matter what you do, whether it's evil, wicked, that God loves you and is all right with God, that you still belong to God. The devil a lie. It's not the God, it's God, a God of justice. How can you do wickedly and evil and expect God to constantly, continuously bless you? Hallelujah.
You can't.
Woo! My God, my God. I didn't mean to go here. Watch this now. Watch this. This third chapter, praise the Lamb of God, is prophetic. It's all outdoors. Because it deals with, praise the Lamb of God, the messenger of the Lord, which is John the Baptist, who's going to usher in, praise the Lamb of God, the day of the Lord. Well, we must understand, when Jesus came on the scene, the priesthood was so polluted until the priest was the one that delivered Jesus to be crucified. You got to remember that. That's how spiritually shipwrecked they were. They were so messed up from Malachi's day, all the way until the time of Jesus. 400 years later, they were still so messed up, praise the Lamb of God, until, people of God, that they were in such a bad shape until they missed Jesus. They missed their Messiah. Anybody that's in the Word, preaching the Word, how did you miss Jesus? Come on, talk to me now. You offering sacrifices? You're waiting on the Messiah. How did you miss Jesus? You missed him because you're spiritually blind. You missed him because church has become formality to you. You missed it because you know church ethics. You know church policy. You know church procedure. You know how to act when you get there and do what you do while you're there, but you don't know God.
Come on now.
There's no spiritual revelations coming to you. You make up your revelations.
Mm-hmm.
God is not visiting you. Hallelujah. But God is not visiting you. So when God comes to his house, when he comes to his temple, he comes in unnoticed. He comes in unrecognized. Jesus was here 33 years unrecognized.
Jesus.
By the priest. Unrecognized by the rabbis.
Yeah,
now, you got to remember this. The people in the street were saying, is not this the Christ?
Yeah.
The church was saying, hell no, this not. Come on now.
Come on now.
Don't you get too holy on me right here.
Come on now.
The people in the street who are being healed and was being fed, is not this the Christ? The church was saying, the priests were saying, the rabbis were saying, the Sadducees and the scribes, the Sanhedrin council, were saying, who is this that has risen up, that is calling all of this ruckus? All of these healing and miracles are being reported by him. What kind of cult leader is this?
Come on now.
They called him Beelzebub. Church did. Okay, maybe you don't read your Bible, I read mine. Hallelujah. They called him Beelzebub. They called him a friend of sinners.
Teach today.
That's what they call Jesus. They missed their Messiah.
Wow.
Spiritually blind.
Mm-mm-mm.
He says, I'm going to send, praise the Lamb of God, my messenger, my forerunner. This is in Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, the 40th chapter, if you read it. It's in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah says these same words. I will send my messenger before you, shall prepare ye the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Now it's been prophesied again, and they hear it. They still missed him.
God.
What he says, but who may abide the day of his coming? Because you're looking for a social, political, spiritual Messiah, and look what it says about him. When he comes and he appeareth, he shall be like refiner's fire and like full of soap. He come to do some cleansing and some purging.
My God.
Like a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. He will purify the priests and purge them like gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So if the priest is unrighteous, and they take our offerings and praying over them, God ain't hearing them. Uh-oh. So my offering is being rejected.
Yeah.
Okay. So my offering is being rejected. Okay. Then shall the offering of Jerusalem and Jerusalem be, Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord in the days of old and as in the former days. And I will come near you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers. This is what God said. What God said, once this, these priests, these, y'all better listen to me. Once they're purified, once they're cleansed, once they're in order, look what he said he'll do. He said, verse 5, I will come near unto you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages. I mean, God said, I'm going to really take care of you, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, I change not. I change not. Then he comes back and deals with these, your gifts, and he says, boy, oh boy, if you would just try me and pay your tithes and offering the way I ask. It's right here in this third chapter. I know that's, you ain't never heard the first part of this. Hallelujah. He says, if you bring all them tithes, I'll remove the curse off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to see what's really connected to your tithes. He said, if you would bring your tithes with the pure heart, your tithes and your offering, the way you're supposed to, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's that devouring everything you got, I will rebuke him. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast his fruits before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Watch this. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, how have we spoken so much against you? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is in it? That we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts. And now we call the proud happy, yea, that they work wickedness are set up, yea, they that test God are even delivered. Do you see what this is saying? That they're saying, what sense does it make to serve the Lord? There's no profit in it for us.
Jesus.
It's right here.
Wow.
Why should I keep on doing this? I ain't making no money. Who told you you're supposed to make some?
That's right.
Okay.
The Lord said he didn't support your every need. He didn't say I was going to cause you to make money out of my house. Okay, don't nobody like me. Don't nobody like me. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you finish this, it talks about the faithful remnant, which we have been talking about. Then they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. I want you to get what this is saying. Hallelujah. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. This is a powerful four chapters here. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the last chapter deals with the coming day of the Lord and the return of Jesus Christ. But these three chapters are very important to us. I want to get into our prophetic flow here. These three chapters are very important to us to open our eyes, brothers and sisters, and understand that we cannot be double-minded with God. We cannot, praise the Lamb of God, have schizophrenic spirits. Hallelujah, that we have to be sound in knowing that we're serving God, hallelujah, and that everything we do for God must be done out of a pure spirit. It must be done out of a pure heart, praise the Lamb of God. We are the remnant. We are the remnant. They that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written. God said, I'm going to remember you. I'm writing this in a book. I see you speaking of me, of my goodness, of my kindness. I see you praising me with a pure heart and a pure spirit. I'm going to put this in the book of remembrance before me. Hallelujah. Because you feared the Lord and you thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And they shall be mine. That speaks volumes. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he started talking about making jewels for you and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. This last chapter is very short. It's only 6 verses. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, boy, oh boy. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn like an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up like calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked. Hallelujah. For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Then he says, remember the commandments of Moses, my servant. Hallelujah. Remember my word. Remember my word. Hallelujah. And to do all that my word says, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. This is what we need today, brothers and sisters. But it's going to take a repentant church. It's going to take a repentant priesthood. It's going to take a repentant people who don't mind saying, Lord, we have sinned. Forgive us. We turn from it. Hallelujah. We know we deserve death, but you have given us life. The shelter that we should be outdoors. The clothes that cover our bodies should have been given to another, but you've been merciful and kind. The food that we eat, hallelujah, Father, we are unworthy of it, but we thank you for the water that goes in our mouth. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for every blessing. We know it comes from you. And we will continue to praise your name before the heathens, before the Gentiles, before all that don't know you. We will continue to praise your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm finished. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Any comments, any of that, praise the Lamb. You can hit your buttons, hit one, all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going forth now into our prophetic flow. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, I got carried away there a little bit, but that's what happens to you when you are my kind of, you know, preacher kind of guy. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darryl, you still with me? Hallelujah. I still see his number anyway. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl Saunders.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
You better get on this line and shake this tree and let's get ready to rock and roll for Jesus around here. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I'm going to ask, praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Right, please pray. Pray quickly for us. Praise the Lamb of God, and let's set the floor for our prophetic flow right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come together once again in the name of Jesus. We are here to lift you on high, Father God, to glorify your name, Father God. We are seeking your wisdom, your understanding, and your knowledge on this day, Father God. We thank you for enriching us, Father God, with your understanding, Father God, with your word, Father God, with your ordinance and your long-suffering with us, Father God. We come before you with our head bowed, Father God, and our knees bent, Father God. Hallelujah. We repent our sins and ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, Father God. As you continue showing us your way, Father God, we pray that we are honoring you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We invoke the Spirit of the Lord, thy God, to come into this atmosphere right now to enrich every person that's on this line that's listening, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, we thank you for our man of God, Father God, on this phone line, Father God, Shakespeare, Father God, that's bringing forth your word back to our remembrance, Father God. Hallelujah, that we may not fall in the hands of the heathens, Father God, but we remember who has taken care of us all these years, Father God. It is you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for life and life abundantly, Father God. We thank you for your covering, your protection, Father God. We thank you for your nourishment in the magnified name of Jesus, my Savior. Father God, we ask you to bring forth your spirit into this atmosphere right now, Father God. We ask you to touch your prophet and prophetess right now, Father God, and bring forth a word, Father God, that your children need to hear, Father God, and they may take it, Father God, and run with it, Father God. So we give you glory, we give you honor on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, brothers and sisters, we are here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming to you. We're coming to you in just a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, hallelujah.
God.
I sense the need of repentance, Father.
Hallelujah.
For many of us have mistreated you and misused you,
yeah,
and even complained before your throne concerning what we have as though we deserve something from you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we are undeserving. Forgive us. Hallelujah. But not understanding your will and way for our lives, please forgive us. God, anything that we thought that grieved the Holy Spirit within us, anything that we did that harmed, hallelujah, Father, forgive us. Yes, God. But not praising you in front of those that were unbelievers and not knowing we were in the presence of weak people.
Yes,
oh, God. Words came out of our mouth that shouldn't have. You are our supplier. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're the El Shaddai. You're Jehovah Rapha. Ah, God, you're Jehovah Nisi. Yes, God, you're over Jehovah Kaddish. You are Jesus. All of these things and more to us. Hallelujah. You are everything. Today, Father, let the light of heaven shine on your people. Shine on us as we speak to them. Our words, your words, Father, flow through us that we might be a blessing to your people. Send not a lying spirit to our tongues, neither to our mouths. Look on Prophet Darrell right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for him. God, let your words flow. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We love you. We adore you, Father, and we thank you for your challenging and convicting word that's able to convert the heart. We love Jesus today, and we thank you for your holiness and your holiness in us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, of God, we're coming. We're coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what we have here. Straight down, straight down. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. First area code, 985. 985 area code, who's calling?
This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. How are you today?
I am so totally blessed, Prophet Shakespeare, with what you just finished delivering on the line, because Malachi was the scriptures that God brought us to when we started praying for tithing in the churches all over. We began
to pray and
to seek that, and we began to teach it. And the very last thing that he had me talk about was when it was in chapter 2 about the polluted altars. And I needed God to give me clarity on it because it troubled my spirit. And today I want to thank you for being obedient. I want to thank you for being obedient, because we needed to know that it's disobedience when we take our tithes that belong to God and give it unto man so man could give us praise. It is not good, and it is not God. And
I hope you read Deuteronomy the 26th chapter to go along with that. It's 25, 26 right in there where in Deuteronomy, when the Lord tells the people to bring their tithes, Moses had them to recite that if I've taken the holy thing out of my house and brought it into thine house, he had them to recite it. I did not spend it on give it to the poor, neither have I given it to the dead. It's right there in the scripture that you're not supposed to use it for any purpose but what for God has set it aside for.
That's it.
Got all kinds of people I take my tithes and I'm putting it over here and I'm going to use it for the... Who gave you permission to do somebody else's money that way? It's God's money. It's God's money. It's holy unto the Lord. And when you don't do what God said do with it, you pollute it.
Mm. Oh, and
that's the first level of pollution. You walking in disobedience.
Oh, yes.
But then when you don't get a harvest from it, you run around hollering, I didn't pay my tithes to who?
Oh,
did you do what God told you to do, what God demands of it?
That's
okay.
Right.
Praise God. Yeah, I think I just shook a big tree just then.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
you should see it's not your money. It's God's money. It's God's money.
Yes.
It's what you owe God out of your money. Now take IRS money and do what you want to with it.
Come on now. You ain't
going to
do that one.
Bet you're not doing that. Take the U.S. government's money and give it to somebody. Say, no, I ain't going to pay my taxes. I'm just going to give you this. See, don't you wind up in jail.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. But you treat God. Fear IRS. You don't fear God. God said, I'm going to put fear in you. Because when you call, I'm not going to hear.
My
Lord. Hello, light bulbs. Now, this plain as day. I don't know why people can't get this. I don't know why people can't get this. Well, this is my gas, my light, my this. God says whatever comes in, 10% of it is mine. And it's holy.
Yes.
You need to do like I do.
Yes.
I give more than the 10%. I make sure I stay ahead of God.
Amen.
Right,
yeah.
Thank you.
I don't get nothing across the week. I got something in my tithe envelope. And it ain't no $5 neither.
Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah.
And, Prophet, one more thing God said to me this morning when I was still asking, so that's why you had to teach it today, was when he showed me in Scripture, when I was still, like I said, in Deuteronomy and in Leviticus, and then I went forward into Numbers. But he said when he sent forth his hand into the earth realm, he sent Jesus, and he didn't send a piece of an offering. He didn't send a half of an offering.
Right.
Jesus was his tenth into the earth realm. His tithe to us was Jesus, whole, complete, pure, without blemish, without spot, so that his giving, his sacrifice, would live on and on for generations to come.
He did that. Praise the Lamb of God. God did that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we bless you, Marjorie, and I thank you so much for being here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, do you hear something from Marjorie today? Hallelujah.
I just want to tell Sister Marjorie just to hold on and continue to seek the face of God and continue to dwell in the presence of God and continue to trust him in this season.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, Margie. Hallelujah. God said you're going to see the manifestation of your prayers. You're going to see the manifestation of the work that you're doing. Praise the Lamb of God, even though it's come with opposition. Hallelujah. And that is adversity because the enemy, hallelujah, of course, is not pleased. But God says, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to see the fruit of your labor. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. And the Lord is blessing, concerning your husband. He's blessing through him. Praise the Lamb of God. And blessings are going to flow and continue to flow. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some other properties, some properties that's going to come into you all's hand also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise. I see some deeds being put in your hands. Praise the Lamb of God, a property. Praise the Lamb of God that is going to come, hallelujah, that you're going to be able to use, praise the Lamb of God, to rent out or to resell even, if that's your desire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some rental property is coming into your hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed, daughter. God is with you.
Sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Continue. I'm with Prophet Darrell. Continue to do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What God has said. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
bless you, Margie. Thank you for
thank
always
you,
remembering us, dear. I love you. I love you. I love you. And thank you for every seed you have ever sown. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Glory to Jesus. Lily.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone.
How you doing, Lele?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about tomorrow. Can't wait to see you in
Cincinnati. I am, too.
I
am, too, excited about going to Cincinnati tomorrow. We will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, at City of Destiny, right? Yeah, City of Destiny there with Bishop Cousins. Praise Victor Cousins. He's been calling me. Boy, the Lord done blessed, oh, my God, through by way of prophecy concerning his $15 million building project. Praise the Lamb of God. They got it all the way down to $4.7 million. Praise the Lamb of God. Something like that, $4.something million. Hallelujah. It's been refied. Everything went through. He's been struggling with this for like a year or two trying to get this deal done. And they wouldn't do it. He met the prophet, and I started speaking into his life, telling him what God was doing, all the way down to the wire. Praise the Lamb of God, and God has done it for him. And he texted me yesterday, you could tell he was shouting in the text, it is done, praise the Lamb of God. So we're looking to have a wonderful, wonderful time down there, praise the Lamb of God. Hopefully, Angel is going to be with me. Hallelujah, you hear her worshiping and setting the house for us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just wish all of you could be there at the City of Destiny down in Cincinnati, Ohio, praise the Lamb of God, on tomorrow night, praise the Lamb, as we go forth in this prophetic release, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I didn't know gathering was even on the, he called it a prophetic gathering release. They did that, not me. They did that. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God that we're involved. Hallelujah. Now, Lily, what's going on, girl? Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
What we see for Lily today? Hallelujah. I feel a miracle in my belly, I tell you. Hallelujah. Talk to her, man of God.
I just want to tell you, Lily, that the Lord has said that he is smiling on you. Matter of fact, he said yes, he is looking your way.
Hallelujah.
So he is looking your way. And I remember when the Lord said he is looking somebody way, that means he's getting ready to send help. He's getting ready to pour out some things. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to bless abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that he is getting ready to pour out a blessing upon you. It's going to be
surely
a miracle.
Is.
Hallelujah.
Because
you can't see your way out, but he's going to pour you out a blessing. You ain't even going to have room enough to receive.
Hallelujah. Lily, God said he grants your prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what you're praying about. I don't know what you're praying for.
Oh, my gosh.
God told me clear word when Prophet Dale started talking. He said, tell Lily I grant her prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he didn't tell me what you prayed. Hallelujah. He said, but your prayer is granted. But I am in 100% total agreement with Prophet Dale that you have come into a season of blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. You have come into a season of miracles. Hallelujah. And signs and wonders are on your block. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're at your door coming up the stairs. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless you tremendously in this season. Hallelujah. But your prayer, God said, hallelujah, he said, tell her this. Said it three times. Tell her that I have granted her her prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just as he granted, hallelujah, Hannah, praise the Lamb of God, when she was at the altar.
God.
So have I granted your prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And
I know what prayer you're talking about. I know what prayer you're talking about. I'm in tears.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to move on, babe. We got some more here. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah, the lines are lit up. Bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night, girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 818. We in California. Talk to me.
Hello?
Hello? Talk. Charlie?
Hello?
Yes.
Prophet?
Identify yourself, please.
Cammie.
Hi, Cammie. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Praise God.
I'm fine, baby. What the Lord been doing down there in California?
Things have been going well. You know, I'm moving right ahead, as you said I would. So I'm just, again, thankful for your prayer. And I really enjoyed the message this morning. So.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Is the Lord releasing stuff to you?
Yes, he is. He really
all
is.
Right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the
yes.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see green water flowing to you. Praise the
yes.
Lamb of God. That's
hallelujah.
Prosperity in the spirit. I see green water. Praise the Lamb of God. That's prosperity in the spirit realm flowing
yes.
to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it ain't just no trickling. I'm talking about flowing to you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Keep your prayers together. Keep your prayer life together right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay in the face of God, acknowledging him in all you do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And the promise made to God, make sure you make good on them, because God is going to make good on the promises he has made to you. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to make good on the promises that he has made. I see another door opening. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a new door opening. Praise the
yes.
Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is that door, baby. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God, that's going to restore and take you beyond the wealth that you have ever possessed.
Yes.
God is opening the door for you. I see it wide open too. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Dale, you have anything you want to say to her?
Apostle, you said everything that God was telling me to say, so.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As long as we're in agreement, then it's good. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord,
amen.
We command the doors open. We command the rivers to flow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the life, hallelujah, of Cammy. Let it happen even now in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Let it happen even now in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me just say this lest I forget because we're flowing here. All of you are, praise the Lamb of God, whatever offerings, praise the Lamb of God, you send to PSM and that you donate here in the next 2 weeks, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to get a free copy, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. For your support, I want to send you a copy of our new book, praise the Lamb of God. You really want the book. You don't know it. Praise the Lamb. It's going to enhance your prayer life. It's going to give you a broader perspective of your prayers, and it's going to keep you in harmony with God so that the blessings will flow. It's entitled Fall on Your Knees, praise the Lamb of God. The title is Prepare the Altar. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to get this in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to do that as you continue to make those donations. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to send you a copy of that book. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of you, Cammy, did you get your water and oil?
Not yet. I have to check the mailbox, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, you should. You and Sharon should be getting you all, because we did send it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be getting your water and your oil. Praise the Lamb. I think there's some little extra stuff in there for you, too. Praise the Lamb of God that I threw in there for you, okay? I signed a book for you, too. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Well, not the new book, one of my other books I think I signed to you, autographed it for you. I know I put some extra in there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We love you today, girl. You be blessed,
love
okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, all right, all right. Amen. 985 area code. Back. All right, who's calling?
Hey, man of God, this is Deborah.
Deborah, this is my daughter.
This is your Louisiana.
How you doing today, daughter?
I'm doing, man of God. God is blessing.
God is blessing?
God is blessing.
Hallelujah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Listen, I'm going to put this prophet on you today. I'm going to let Prophet Darrell, come talk to my daughter down here now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to call her pastor so bad. Praise the Lamb of God. Come talk to Deborah. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Prophet Darrell.
How I talk to you all, because that's not only my mother's name, but Deborah is a prophetess. And the Bible,
yes, Lord.
And the Lord told me to tell you that the way has already been set and has already been made for you. The only thing you have to do is just step on it. And when you begin to step on this path, hallelujah, not saying that you're wavering and this and that and et cetera, but this path that the Lord has set before you is going to allow many, 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 many doors to open up for you, not only financial doors, but spiritual doors as well. So set the Spirit
yes, Lord.
Of God. I saw the Lord elevate you in the Spirit here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not only that he's elevating you, he is equipping you for the journey. Hallelujah. And when you yes, God. I just saw this purple and white robe hit your back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord said, when you get this material here, so saith the Spirit of God, everything that you begin to minister, anything that you begin to put your hands on is going to come open.
My God. My God. Hallelujah.
All right. The Lord said he is wrapping you up in his glory. He is wrapping you up in his glory. All right,
glory.
All right. I don't even know what's this going on about a marriage or a husband or something about this nature here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Prophet Darryl.
God told me to tell you, he just told me to tell you, fear not, for change is coming.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Now, Deborah, the Lord told me, oh, yes, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, my God. God said this next lump sum of money that he's going to give you is for the church. It's for the building.
Oh, God.
God said this next lump sum of money that he's going to give you is for the building. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to be more than enough. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Boy, God's looking your way today. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. I know Prophet Darryl was in the cookie jar running all around up in there. That's why I want to have to prophesy that to you. Somebody who don't know none of the business. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On target, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God is going to do a complete work. Praise the Lamb of God in your life, because you cannot be weighed down to what he's calling you to. You can't be weighed down. Hallelujah. You can't be weighed down to what he's calling you to. Praise the Lamb of God and the work that is set before you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's going to be a pretty place. I love your style. You have such a unique dress style, even, praise the Lamb of God. And I don't even know you, but I can tell that you don't put on ordinary things, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some people may, you know, not like your style because they think you're trying to be all of that. But you what you are. It's just your nature. Praise the Lamb. If they would just respect you and go about their business, they might even be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. But God just has given you that unique genre. And you see colors and things differently than other people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why God works in colors with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, that's going to be a pretty building. I'm sure coming to walk there. Hallelujah.
Oh,
look at all them glassy glass. Praise the Hallelujah. I see these glass windows right here. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, okay. Praise the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. That wide open space. Praise the Lamb. Yes, God. God's going to give it. Hallelujah. God's going to put it right in your hand and going to give you everything you need, hallelujah, to be able to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. The finances is yours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, no. There he is. Lord God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee.
And you know what, Apostle? I just heard the Lord told me to tell her. He said, do not put no plastic flowers in your church. She said, put live flowers in your church.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, in that conservatory. Hallelujah. Yeah, in that conservatory. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't our God good today? Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to have a place in there for you to walk through. That's going. I see it so pretty, all them flowers, greenery. Praise the Lamb of God. I even see the windows and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God, like a flower house almost. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to be a nice, beautiful, beautiful place God is going to give you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders and miracles belong to the people of God today. Thank you. Oh, my God. Deborah, you know what to do. Lift your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Well, who is the King of glory?
The Lord.
Strong in might, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. And my mama would say, right on, King Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you today, daughter, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 24, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet, and everybody, Prophet Daryl, Shaquan, Sylvia, Althea. This is Maginice.
This who?
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
this is Maginice.
This is Maginice. You don't recognize my number, my voice, or nothing.
This is the Maggie Maginice, or this the
You know there's only one Maginice that you know.
Bless you, Maggie girl. How you doing over there, y'all in the way?
I am fine, and you. I miss calling in and stuff, so I try to call in when I get a chance.
Yeah, I know that, too. I know you be tied up, tangled up, twisted up. Uh-huh, trying to be the choo-choo of the railroad down there. God got you busy on the road. You've been working on the railroad all your last days, huh? Oh,
right.
You wanted that job God gave it to you, didn't he?
Didn't he give it to me? And about to promote me real quick, too.
Girl, I just got ready to tell you, get ready for promotion.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, good God Almighty. Who would have thought this girl ain't been there a year?
Huh.
How long you been working on this job now?
I think it's been about 6 months. I started in September.
My God in heaven. Who have heard of such? This is your second one, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be
who walked through the door and got a promotion?
I did.
A job opening was open to apply for, and we pray God gave it to you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I walked in the door with a promotion and a raise and a bonus, something that I didn't even qualify for.
Did you hear that, thanks to God? There's nothing God.
Something what they said
ahead,
I didn't qualify for. by they standards, I didn't qualify for, but God said, oh, she qualifies. Blew my mind. God is good.
God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Prophet Dale, you want to talk to your sister? Hallelujah.
Maginice, the Lord told me to tell you that this is your season of harvest. This is your season for good and plenty. Hallelujah. This
for
is your
good
season
and plenty.
To be happy Jesus. Now. I heard this song. Y'all just have to pray for me. I got a smile on my face.
I got a smile on my
face. Come on, man.
The Lord told me to tell you that this is your season. This is your time. Hallelujah. Not only that, he's getting ready to make up lost time to you.
Hallelujah.
He's restoring unto you the years that the canker worms and the locusts have eaten up. And he told me that the Lord told me to tell you that you got an expected end. Hallelujah. God said it all because you've been seeking him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he said he's getting ready to do it for you. And not only that he's getting ready to give you the promotion on your job, he's getting ready to upgrade your vehicle.
Hallelujah.
Wait, new car. Go ahead, Prophet Daryl.
He's getting ready to upgrade your vehicle, I'm telling you. And not,
hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. And you watch the men on your job because they got the eye on you.
Don't fall to it, Maggie.
It's a conductor that got his eyes on you here.
You better stop playing with me, Prophet Gerald.
He can't say nothing to you, Prophet. He got to get his mess together. He got to get his mess straight, hallelujah.
He
got to
get his mess straight.
Of God, because God will cut you off.
Hallelujah.
Mess, Maggie, don't get in no mess. Now, that's my word to you right now. Don't get in no mess. God's going to bust your vest. If you can just stay focused on the Lord, on ministry, and your job and your children. Stay there.
My God.
Don't break ranks with it. If
yes,
you get
God.
Distracted and listen to Pookie Nim, you're going to be back in the same shape you was. The Lord that giveth can take away. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't at the top of the elevator yet. You ain't at the top of the elevator. There's a promotion after the next one. Hallelujah. I done spoke it, and I won't take it back. Now, listen to me now, to everybody on this line. The Lord been telling me to do this ever since we've been on the phone. Listen to me now, people of God. God said for me to release the spirit of signs, wonders, and miracles on you today. Hallelujah. And y'all better listen to me. Wherever you're at right now, praise the Lamb of God. If you can't lift but a fingernail, you can lift your hands, lift them. If you can't, lift one hand. If you can't, raise your head up. But look unto the hills from whence come your help. Under the
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, God. It comes from the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, as a prophet, living Lord, command the blessing of signs, wonders, and miracles upon our lives today. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. That you will see miracles before your very eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That those around you will see it as a sign from God that you belong to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
They will wonder,
you,
oh God, and seek you to seek your God. Hallelujah. Even as in the days of Ruth and Naomi, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I command the blessing on you. I command the blessing on you. I command the blessing on you.
Thank
I command
you,
the blessing in the name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
The Lord
oh,
of glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to say this one time. You do with it what you want to. All of you should be sowing into this.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. All of you should. Not one of you. All of you should be sown in the PSMI. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch what God do.
Hallelujah.
Watch how he do it. Get ready for your best moment. Hallelujah, and I won't take it back in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
As you
Hallelujah.
Were releasing the blessing, as you were releasing that blessing upon us, Apostle,
thank you, Jesus.
I just want to confirm, I heard the Lord say, sow into this. Sow into this.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to
Hallelujah.
Confirm that word, and I just bless God. I thank you. And I receive the blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
I came in this prayer garden today, and I took the prayer shawl that off my altar. It ain't been off my altar since the gathering. And wrapped myself in it, the one that New Beginnings had made for me. And I ain't took it off. I've been in it all morning. Hallelujah. Praying
Hallelujah.
For you all.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I ain't ate a morsel of bread today, praying for you all.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
I went to bed last night speaking in tongues, and Lord, give us words for your people.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with this thing. And you insult God. You insult God when you don't know when to sow into something.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that restoreth thee. I am the Lord that blesseth thee, that leadeth thee in the way. I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. And besides me, there is no other. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's your season to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Speak to you today. Your season to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the north, east, south, and west shall the blessings come. We are out over time. Praise the Lamb of God. We are over time. PSMIINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the website. All of you that do, we will send you a copy of the book. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you that in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you today. Oh, my goodness. Know this. God is doing it. He's making us all brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new.
Sad.